It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. After at least four communities signed non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, as part of creating billions of dollars worth of data center projects, lawmakers are debating whether to ban those agreements.
Seven major data center projects are underway in Wisconsin, totaling more than $57 billion. Four of those projects were kept under wraps through confidential non-disclosure agreements, including ones in DeForest and Beaver Dam. That's according to reporting from Wisconsin Watch.
A proposal in the state legislature would bar data center developers from entering into these types of agreements to keep key info confidential and would prevent local governments from approving a data center development project if an NDA is used.
This comes as an advocacy group in Port Washington fell short of recalling the city's mayor earlier this week after organizers say the mayor failed to properly inform the public about a nearby $15 billion AI data center project.
Two sponsors of the legislation join us now. Andre Jacques is a Republican state senator from Senate District 1. That includes areas east of Appleton and Green Bay, all of Door and Kewaunee counties. Senator Jacques, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
And Representative,
program.
And Representative Clint Moses is here, Republican in the Assembly from the 92nd District. That includes Menominee and Chippewa Falls. Representative Moses, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Senator Jacques, let's start with you. What is the need for this legislation?
Yeah, you know, this is really, I think, something that we've seen across the country where there's just mistrust that is sown when you have, whether they're gag orders or just efforts to keep information out of the public domain, and in some cases, just keep information away from the local communities, that the actual public officials that are going to have to make decisions on things that really are going to shape the future of the community if those projects are going to go forward. So, you know, this is something that has happened in my area, something that I just think it's critical that we have transparency and, you know, really be upfront with folks.
Representative Moses, what are the basics? How would this bill work?
Yeah, and, you know, it came up, obviously, because I had a similar situation in my district, in my hometown of Menominee, up there between Eau Claire and Hudson, where the district city administrator was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement roughly a year prior to the public finding anything out. So basically, by having this in place, it makes sure that the public gets all the information so they can decide if the data center is a good fit or maybe not for them, looking at infrastructure costs, environmental issues that might arise, economic impact, those types of things. And if they don't follow what's in the bill, if they try to enact a non-disclosure and they're not transparent, it basically null and voids the whole deal, so they're not able to put one of these data centers in a community.
This whole data center thing kind of came out of nowhere, 0 to 60 really fast. You've both mentioned this is an issue in your district. Senator Jacques, starting with you, what are you hearing from your constituents around data centers, especially when it comes to that this kind of transparency issue you're addressing?
You know, I think it's really unanimous across my district that this is something that folks want. And I mean, you have neighbors that in some cases are being played against each other. I think you have pressure tactics that are being used in just various communities and tearing communities apart. And, you know, this was something that I looked around at what other protections have been proposed elsewhere and saw some good model language for how we could do this in Wisconsin. And yeah, I mean, I think it's just critical that you are making sure that you're not having these secret deals. And if you are, the project can't move forward.
And Representative Moses, you're on the opposite side of the state from Senator Jacques. Are you hearing similar things from your constituents?
Oh, most definitely. You know, it is happening all over the state. And I will say, just like I said in the testimony, the Senate had a testimony on this, obviously, a couple days ago, which the way session is right now, that seems like 2 weeks ago. But, you know, I mentioned in the testimony, this is, I would estimate, an 85, maybe even a 90-10 issue. And it doesn't matter what walk of life, what political affiliation you might have, because I have people on the far right and on the far left that are very much interested in data centers and for the most part against having them in a community, especially if they don't have the information to make a good judgment call on it. But I also will say it has kind of unified some of our community because I have never in my community seen so many people of different views get behind something. I mean, we have a social media page that within like a month of its formation it had around 10,000 followers on it, on the Stop the Menominee Data Center.
Senator Jacques, industry groups, the Wisconsin Data Center Coalition and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, have registered in opposition to your legislation here. They say, hey, this is going to hurt Wisconsin's competitive edge. And you could see that, right? If I want to open a data center, I'm in a competitive business. I don't want to give 10 months, 12 months lead time to my competitors about what my plans are. If a state like Wisconsin has this kind of legislation, I might say, that's fine for you. I'm going to take my business and my those construction jobs elsewhere. What do you say to those concerns?
I just think that this is too important a decision to get wrong for our communities. Major infrastructure decisions should be able to withstand some public scrutiny. So, I mean, if it's something that's going to be good for the community, there should be some daylight. And if your strategy is to say you can't talk about something that you're saying is a great opportunity, you know, that's not a development strategy. It's a gag order. And I think, you know, we're still allowing for protection of trade secrets. But, if it's competitive between other states, sure, let people know that there are other sites that are being considered. But let's not avoid all of the very significant dimensions, whether it's environmental issues, utility rates, emergency services, roads and other infrastructure. I think it's just critical that that be part of the conversation.
Representative Moses, still pretending I'm a data center developer here. If I'm looking at doing business in Menominee, say, and I want a non-disclosure agreement, I can't have it under this law. Somebody else wants to open a widget factory in 12 months. This legislation specifies data center. They could theoretically have an NDA. I couldn't. Is that fair business-wise? Could it open it up to legal challenges if you're discriminating against this kind of business and not that one?
You know, I really don't think so. And I will tell you, the senator kind of touched on this too, but this is too big a deal, too important to weigh in on looking at all the environmental issues. And like I said, the infrastructure costs and the energy costs potentially with it. And traditionally, you know, when we've had developments, they bring in a lot of jobs. You know, I have a number of large manufacturers in my district, right in Menominee there, that have, yeah, they've gotten tax incentives to come into the community, but they've also provided hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs to our community. That information is still out there on these data centers. We don't know what they're going to produce. And I really think, you know, it's something the public needs to be able to weigh in on. And even your local government, you know, they need to hear from constituents, our city councils, our mayors. They need to hear what's out there, you know. Myself and the senator deal with this all the time. We are constantly listening to constituents because we need to know what the opinion is of the people that we represent. So how do we do that if our constituents don't know what's going on?
We're talking about a bill that would bar the use of non-disclosure agreements for data center projects in Wisconsin. Two authors with us, Representative Clint Moses, Senator Andre Jacques from Northwest and Northeast Wisconsin, respectively. Let's talk about the prospects and timeline here. And Representative Moses, I want to start with you, the Assembly, looking to close up business for the session pretty soon. We know you don't get a vote in the Assembly without support from leadership. Do you think it's going to happen in this session?
Unfortunately, I would tell you no. I've sent in two requests. You know, obviously, this stuff came up really quick. I wanted to get something done and obviously get it across the finish line, but we introduced this bill not too long ago. I have sent out two letters to leadership to at least get it referred to a committee. Now, I will say I asked for it to get referred to State Affairs. State Affairs is actually meeting next week, but if things go well this week and today and tomorrow, we should be wrapped up with the Assembly floor periods for the session. Unless something extraordinary happens, we end up back here in March. But at least we've got some movement on it, and maybe we can tack it onto a bill here at the end. We'll see.
And Representative Moses, we woke up to some surprising news from your chamber with the postpartum health care legislation getting a vote. This has been an issue for a long time. Is there room for, I won't say a miracle, but is there room for a big shift that could bring something to a vote faster on this?
Certainly there is. If there's enough pressure from within the caucus and inside the building, both of those bills, obviously, I was pretty front and center on those. I've supported those from day one. Obviously, chair is the Health, Aging, Long-Term Care Committee. So, yeah, we had a press conference in the late hours last night, and people are pretty excited about those two bills as well. So I figured you'd mention them this morning.
Senator Jacques, on your side of the on your chamber, do you think this one's going to come to a vote? You've got a little more time on your session, as I understand it.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate the Chairman Bradley bringing this forward to a hearing promptly within the Senate. It has, I think, quite a bit of support within my caucus. again, I think with the public at large. So I do see this as something moving forward. And, you know, honestly, as we look at, you know, whether it's any legislation that's involved data centers or things that have already been sent over from the assembly, if they'd like to see those become law, the Senate has the ability to make amendments. And, I honestly don't think that work should be done for this session yet. So I think the Senate's going to still have a say in what goes to the assembly.
There's some diplomacy involved. Senator Jacques, do you and your Senate colleagues supporting this bill see a way to diplomatically apply pressure to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who is ultimately going to say, hey, this goes to committee, this goes to a vote? Are you trying to have a line of communication with him on this bill?
I'll just say there's discussions ongoing on a whole host of issues. And, you know, I think things are still fluid at this point, but certainly hard lines change, as I think we just saw in the assembly. So, this is the time of the art of the possible, and we'll see what pathways there are forward.
Briefly, before we wrap up, Senator Jacques, do you see data centers having a positive role in Wisconsin's economy with the right safeguards in place?
You know, I think there are certainly places where it makes a lot more sense than others to locate a data center. And I don't think anybody could really argue with that when you look at places where land could be repurposed. But the reality is that these are massive structures. The scope is beyond just about any other development that you could be talking about. So, you know, again, it is really important that we get this right. And when communities are going to have to ultimately have to rezone land anyways to be able to allow for these developments, I think it just makes sense that that information should be out to the public and to local communities as soon as possible.
We'll leave it there. Senator Jacques, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Representative Moses, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
That's Andre Jacques, Republican State Senator from Northeast Wisconsin. Representative Clint Moses, Republican Representative from Northwestern Wisconsin. They are authors of a new bill that would restrict non-disclosure agreements for data center development in local communities around Wisconsin.